It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morno with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has announced new restrictions aimed at fighting the spread of the novel coronavirus. The governor ordered all non-essential businesses to close today and require 100% of the state's non-essential workforce to work from home.
I directed the Secretary of Health to execute today a new public health order that suspends the operations of all businesses and nonprofit entities that are deemed non-essential. This new order clarifies to a much greater degree which businesses are essential. They include the list that we've discussed before. Hospitals and healthcare services are essential businesses. Grocery stores, pharmacies are essential businesses. Businesses that support the manufacturing of goods for food and healthcare supplies are essential services. Workers like plumbers and electricians and childcare workers are all essential workers. Sanitation work, construction work related to making sure that we have utilities operating appropriately and reliably in our state are all essential services. There's been no change in this order about how we identify what should be happening in restaurants and bars. There shall be no dine-in services in the state of New Mexico. That means that you can do delivery and then people can come by and get food to go.
A complete list of essential businesses is available at krwg.org, along with the governor's entire Monday address. The new restrictions also ask state residents to now limit gatherings to less than five people. The governor's announcement came as state officials said New Mexico now had 18 new positive novel coronavirus cases, bringing the state's total to 83. New Mexico homeless shelters are looking for help to deal with the coronavirus public health emergency. New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
New Mexico's homeless advocates say local communities, with help from the state government, need to make arrangements to house those living on the streets during the current health crisis. Even in normal times, those experiencing homelessness struggle to find bathrooms and a place to wash their hands. Now, with restaurants, coffee shops, libraries, and other public places closed, a lack of proper hygiene makes them even more vulnerable to COVID-19. Hank Hughes, who leads the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness, is asking the state and cities to make buildings or motel rooms available for homeless people who test positive to isolate and recover.
I think homeless people right now are mostly pretty scared. Homeless shelters are not set up well for a pandemic. Usually everybody is sleeping in the same room or just a couple different rooms.
Hughes has been discussing proposals to help the homeless with city officials in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Las Cruces, the governor's office, and the state health department. He adds the public could aid their local homeless shelter by donating money because typical donations of clothing and other articles cannot be accepted to prevent spread of the virus. Hughes says there's been a surge in homelessness in New Mexico in recent years. He adds because volunteers 60 and older have been told to isolate, homeless shelters could use some help right now.
It would be helpful for people who are young and healthy and have some extra time on their hands to volunteer for shelters. Our shelter system runs on volunteers, and many of those regular volunteers are going to be people who are older or fall into the high-risk category.
Hughes is working to set up online training for those who volunteer at shelters and community food locations and screen them in advance for COVID-19 symptoms, adhering to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. Among the 3,200 people counted as homeless in New Mexico in 2019, two-thirds were individuals and about 800 were members of families with children. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
And in more news, hearings for asylum seekers in the Remain in Mexico program are being rescheduled due to coronavirus concerns. KERA's Mallory Falk says all cases scheduled through April 22nd have been postponed.
Migrants in the program, who must wait in Mexico as their asylum cases play out in U.S. courts, had been facing a difficult choice: show up in court and risk getting infected with the coronavirus, or stay away and jeopardize their cases. An asylum seeker named Leo, who asked that we not use his last name, has been living in a shelter in Juarez for nearly a year after fleeing persecution in Cuba. He says the whole process put people at risk. They had to show up at a bridge, get processed by immigration officials, then wait in a holding cell with other migrants. News that the hearings will be rescheduled comes amid calls from judges and attorneys for all immigration courts to close. Migrants must still, however, show up at international bridges on their original court dates in order to get new ones. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.